You've crushed it. You've made millions. But let us ask you something. If you stop working today, how long would it all last? For most people, that answer, it's not great.
Right now, everything you have built, your house, your car, the vacations you love, relies on you. If you stop, the money stops.
That's exactly why we created a community for people just like you. No fluff, no hustle or energy, just real self-made millionaires helping each other create wealth that actually lasts.
Ready to build a legacy? Join us now at join.builtbeyondme.com and take the first step towards lasting wealth.
Imagine this, no more grinding for another 10, 15, or 20 years just to keep everything afloat. What if your wealth could start working harder than you do?
In our community, we'll show you how to invest in income-producing assets like multifamily properties and build-to-rent developments. No messy tenant management, no complicated learning curve, just real scalable wealth.
It's not about making millions anymore. It's about keeping it, growing it, and passing wealth beyond you.
Don't just make millions, make them last. Build a future, build freedom. Join our community now at join.wealthbeyondme.com. And that is join.wealthbeyondme.com. Right now is the best time in history to make money. The kind your great-grandkids will either thank you for or wonder why you miss it. We're going to show you how to actually grow real wealth in Trump's tariff economy.
Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio. We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investment. This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
This is the exact play where we're running to scale to $1 billion in assets, even in the middle of market turbulence. Not theory, not hype. Why? Because if you don't build well intentionally, it will be built for you incidentally. And let's just be real, it probably won't serve you. When you master the rules of wealth creations, tariffs, taxes, and turmoil don't matter.
So Pong, with all the fear and uncertainty around Trump's tariffs and the stock market's dropping, what do you say to people who feel like the economy is collapsing?
So there's obviously a whole bunch of opinion about Trump's tariffs. Some people are in a panic. Some people are protesting on the streets. And the stock market, obviously, one day it's dropping massively and there's a recovery and there may be another drop. Who knows? But overall, the stock market is probably the worst it's been since 2020. And I don't know if that's going to end anytime soon. The tariffs are paused, not actually eliminated completely yet. So of course, people are freaking out and are probably thinking, oh my goodness, the economy is crashing. But let me give you my honest opinion. Every time the market crashes, somebody's cashing in. While the masses are losing sleep, somebody's making millions, billions even. Why? Because they're not participating in the economy. They're actually creating their own.
Exactly. You go back to the Great Depression's million lost everything. But guess what? A handful of people became millionaires. Some became even multi-millionaires. Fast forward to COVID-19, some business shut down, closed their doors for good, but others, they exploded. They didn't just survive, but they actually thrive.
Totally agree. For us personally, COVID-19, it wasn't a knock that knocked us down. Yeah, there was obviously real life consequences. We couldn't travel as we wanted to. We had to wear masks and gloves everywhere. But financially, while in 2020, the S&P 500 took a 7.6% dive, the Kitty Sisters, we were out there raising millions, closing deals, and building our empire. In just a few months, we went from having $6.9 million in our real estate portfolio to over $100 million in just a few months. And that was during the pandemic. So the question is, are there good businesses and or real estate opportunities that are on sale right now? Opportunities that we can deploy our capital into this volatility.
Now, let's talk about how to go from being a passive participant in the economy to becoming the kind of person who creates their own economy, who attracts wealth consistently, no matter what's happening in the market or the world around them.
This is something that we talk a lot about in our private mastermind and our Wealth Beyond Me community. It's really all about creating your own economy, refusing to let outside circumstances like a recession, interest rate hikes, or political shifts dictate your financial destiny. It's really about building that system where you control the flow of income, the value, and opportunity in your life. Here's how you do it. Number one, shift from consumer to creator. You can't create your own economy if you're stuck playing in someone else's game. Stop consuming what the world offers and start creating solutions that the world needs. That means becoming a producer of value, a solver of problems, and a multiplier of money. Number two, give your money a mission. Most people make money and then they spend it. Wealthy people, we make money and then we assign it. You need to give your money a career. Put it in a vehicle that produces income. Real estate, our faves, multifamily apartments, ground-up development projects, where we're building entire communities. Private credit, farm-to-table model, making money like the banks. Business ownership, licensing, royalties, and intellectual property. Number three, multiply, don't add. Linear income keeps you dependent on time. Exponential income sets you free. The wealthy understand that compound leverage, not just compound interest, is how you scale. Leverage systems, automations, leverage teams, people, leverage capital, other people's money. Number four, insulate, don't isolate. Your economy doesn't mean you do everything alone. It means you build a fortress that protects your assets and multiplies your gains. Regardless of what happens in the world, use asset protection structures, LLCs, trust, etc. Own appreciating income-producing assets. Invest in tax strategy, not just tax filing. Number five, master money mindset. Your external economy is a mirror of your internal economy. Scarcity thinking produces shrinking results. Abundance thinking creates expansion. That's why the first shift is always mental.
We're in the high interest rate cycle, and right now, businesses and properties are feeling the pinch. It's a financial challenge, no doubt. Can you share how we turn these challenges into opportunities for our investors?
Yeah, right now, we're noticing a huge gap in the marketplace. Multifamily apartment investors and operators are being forced to hold onto their properties longer than they would have liked, and now are facing serious financial consequences and shortfalls because of it. These are things like loan extension fees, rate cap purchases, cap expenditures on deferred maintenance. These things are piling up, and it's really putting a strain on their ability to execute their original business plan. So this is where we step in with our private credit fund, which essentially brings investors directly to the borrowers. So our mission is crystal clear: to provide the short-term financing to stabilize high-performing properties that just needs a little bridge in order to get through their business plan and moving forward. And while the market gets back on track, this is what they need. We're working with operators who we know, like, and trust. People who, at the end of the day, have proven that they can execute. They just have a temporary need that needs to be helped right now, and they just need that boost. But here's where we really focus. We really focus on protecting our investors' downside. We're not interested in adding, you know, the ho-hum, more stocks, more bonds that are already well-represented in their portfolio. What we bring to the table is fixed-rate interest opportunities with shorter holding peers not tied to market volatility, offering premium returns with stability and predictability.
So President Trump comes out and say, I'm going to hit them with tariffs. If they tax us 100%, we'll tax them 100%. And what happens? People freak out and say, oh my God, this is terrible. But here's the thing. It depends on how you look at it. It could be terrible or not terrible. In fact, not doing it might actually be the real disaster. Now, let's talk about how this plays out in sectors like real estate and manufacturing.
Tariffs could shift the landscape, no doubt. But here's the thing. It's not about waiting and reacting. It's about anticipating these changes and taking control of your own economy. Let's be honest here. We all pretend to deeply care about the economy, but what we actually care about is our own economy. Inflation could fall, GDP could surge, Wall Street could be high-fiving itself all day long. But if your rent's down, your income's flat, your investments are snoozing, you're not feeling any of the so-called growth. Here's a reframing that nobody's talking about. There isn't one economy. There's two. There's the macroeconomy, interest rates, trade wars, CPI reports, and political posturing, the stuff that CNBC drones on about. And then there's your microeconomy, your income stream, your portfolio, your monthly cash flow, your asset base, your freedom. And here's the truth. A dialed-in macroeconomy can absorb macroeconomic shocks the same way a great building can resist a storm. Recessions may happen, but they don't have to happen to you. If you want to win in times like these, you've got to think differently. You can't be the person who sits back and complains about the shifts in the economy. You've got to be the person who positions themselves to benefit from those chips.
We have seen serious market swings recently, interest rate whiplash, tech sector pullbacks, currency shocks. The headlines are flashing red. So how should investors make sense of this kind of volatility?
Well, first of all, stop watching the news. It's really a waste of time and a lot of waste of your energy. You know how it goes. Like it says, if it bleeds, it leads. And that's kind of like the mentality you have to have with these news stories. So what you notice a lot in the news is like, it's all about this bad stuff, right? It's like they're trying to get us addicted to negativity. But here's the truth. Humans have this really interesting bias. We crave certainty, and we would rather have certainty even if it's a bad outcome. Ambiguity, it just makes us itch. So when the market is wobbly, our gut reaction isn't to investigate, it's to evacuate. But let me drop you some truth bomb here. Volatility isn't something to be afraid of. It's actually an opportunity. It's not chaos. It's just that people are reacting emotionally to the market. When the market swings up and down, it's often because of fear and panic. It's really not logic-based. If you stay calm and think clearly while everyone else is freaking out, that's where the chance to make money is. You can invest before everyone else see the all clear signal, which means that you'll get the valuable assets at a discounted price.
We just got awarded our latest ground-up development project, and the wealth-building potential is off the chart. We're talking about an opportunity projected to make our investors millions in just a few short years. But here's what's even more powerful. Our investors aren't panicking over headlines. They're not paralyzed by politics. They're not swayed by market noise because they understand one thing. Wealth is built when others are waiting. They're not reacting. They're positioning. You see, they're not chasing short-term gains. They're planting generational trees, the kind their grandkids, great-grandkids, and great-great-grandkids will sit under and say, thank you. You didn't just make money, you made moves. And no, they're not trying to raise spoiled trust fund babies. They're creating trust fund warriors, children of legacy who knows how to store wealth, not just spend it.
Definitely, commercial real estate is still producing. Revenue in key sectors is growing. Defaults are low. So why panic? People panic because perception lags behind reality. And that lag, that's where your margin is. And that's where patient capital thrives. While others are writing off quality assets in all caps on Twitter or X, you're actually buying them at a discount. The best investors don't wait for the all clear signal. By the time everyone feels safe, the deals are gone and the upside's been priced in. Opportunities doesn't scream, it whispers. And those who listen, they don't just survive volatility, they capitalize on it.
With interest rate dropping from nearly 5% to just over 4% and real estate markets showing signs of recalibrations, there's this sense of something is shifting. So Palm, do you think this is creating opportunity for individual investors or is it still too early to tell?
We're in really fascinating moment in time. There's a subtle shift, but a seismic one that most people may have missed. Interest rate, like you said, is dropping from near 5 to a little bit over 4. This isn't just a relief for the borrowers, but it's really a signal, a quiet, again, a seismic one, one that a lot of people aren't paying attention to. And for those paying attention, this isn't the time to pause. It's a time to reposition. What we're witnessing is that recalibration. We went from a real estate market where cap rate was expanding, borrowing costs spike, construction have really crawled to a halt. There's about 2/3 less construction right now in apartments and warehouses than there were before. So this is down significantly. But with the easing rates, with the tightening supply, we're now entering a scarcity-driven recovery phase. This is just visual thinking. It's economics 101. Limited supply plus stabilized costs equals upward pressure for value. The only question is, who's really capitalizing? We've entered a new era. One where high net worth individuals and family offices can operate with the same tools and access that institutions once kept behind locks and keys. But that requires a mindset shift. Stop thinking like an employee and start thinking like an economy. That means having multiple income streams, a capital stack that is nimble, a playbook that doesn't require perfect conditions to win. Because when opportunities knock, it rarely waits for your comfort zone to catch up. And here's what I've noticed in real time. In my recent conversations with high net worth individuals, institutions, and ultra high net worth investors like a family office, the mindset is totally different than the average retail investors who are now in retreat. For them, they're not retreating. They're doubling down. They're not waiting for clarity. They're actually leaning into the chaos with their dry powder and a clear conviction. Why? Because they understand what many people miss. Markets don't reward certainties. They reward preparation. Wealth is often built when the narrative sounds shaky, but the fundamentals are quietly super strong and speak to the contrary. So no, it's not too early. The real question is, have you built your own economy in a way that is structured to move when others are still frozen in that wait and see mode?
People are still clinging to the traditional idea of working for decades just to retire. Do you think that model still hold up?
Well, let me ask you something, maybe something you haven't thought about. Why do people have such a strong desire to retire?
Well, great question, Palm. I'll be honest, I don't think we have the desire to retire. In fact, I believe when you retire, you actually expire.
Yeah, you see, retirement is actually a 20th century phenomenon, a concept that actually was created to really control the labor surpluses, not really helping you maximize human fulfillment. Most people think, I'm going to do something that I hate most of my life so that when I'm tired and less energetic, I can do what I actually enjoy because I will have enough money, which really sounds counterintuitive. What if there's a better way? Here's what I discovered. Retirement is the carrot on the stick that gets people to settle for less than what they could become. They bought into this lie that time is money and that the goal is to save something for a magical freedom down the road. But that's really a flawed mindset. Instead of asking when or can I afford to retire? You need to ask yourself, what can I build that would make this question irrelevant? Instead of planning to retire, plan to rewire. Build something that evolves with you, pays you, and fulfills you so that you'll never have to worry about retirement in the first place.
Given the current economic environment with rising interest rate, inflation concerns, and regulatory changes, how do you see the real estate market evolving in the near future?
Real estate is pretty cyclical, right? And we've definitely gone through a tough period of time. Value has gone down nationally, interests have increased as the Fed tried to control inflation, and market participants became cautious. We see this, right? We've also seen a regulatory environment that wasn't most favorable to real estate investors, but now it's starting to change. We're starting to see that sea of change. Credit spreads have tightened and both investment grade and non-investment grade spreads are improving.
We get asked this question a lot. Should I be an investor in real estate now?
We're looking at an economy that still has a lot of potential despite the sharp rise in interest rates. Sure, those rates put pressure on the value of real estate properties, increase cap rates, increase borrowing costs. But here's the thing, when value of the property take a big hit and construction slows down, like we're seeing right now in multifamily apartments, that's when opportunity is knocking. Now, the real question isn't whether the market's down, because that's really not telling the whole story. The real question is, how fast will the recovery be? If the recovery comes through cash flow growth, right, that's going to take a little bit longer. But if rate drops like what they've been doing, you might see a growth happening much faster. Bottom line, the long-term trajectory of real estate is up, and that's why we're leaning hard. With limited new construction on the horizon, we've got a solid foundation for positive cash flow growth in the future.
The difference between people who win and the people who lose in times like these, it ain't the economy, it's the mindset. Most people out there are reacting to the market, panicking, pulling back, playing defense. But the ones who understand how money actually works, they're the one reacting. They're creating their own economy. So make the decision today. You will not let Trump's tariffs economy or any economy dictate your destiny. You're in control right now.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.